CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today on Getting Real with the Housewives, Jennifer Aydin talks about the intense fight between Teresa and the Gorgas.
Teresa has been vindicated. I feel like everything that she's been trying not to say all these years, people finally see why she wasn't saying anything for all these years.
Plus, Denise, Camille, Kim, we talk about all the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills filming rumors. And Jen Shah's prison sentence reduced, Megan King and Jim Emmons' custody battle, and Joanna Krupa announces her split. We've got that plus so much more on today's Getting Real with the Housewives. Hey guys, Christina Garibaldi here with Us Weekly executive producer Mandy DeCamp, and welcome to another big week of Getting Real with the Housewives. I feel like Jersey is back.
I was literally going to say that. I feel like we got some answers this week. Yes. So I'm excited for that.
Excited to dive right in. Before we do, let's see what you guys had to say about last week's show. Amanda Rez says, make no mistake, Lisa Rinna was fired. She didn't quit, no matter how much she and Harry spin it. I forget which housewife said it before. Like, you don't voluntarily leave the show. You are fired. And I'm pretty sure that this was maybe a mutual decision, but maybe she got the boot.
Yeah, I think you might be right. B. Lenanda says, yes, flush Melissa, Mark, and Jackie, all the mean girls, plus show Melissa with their victim storyline is old. We'll get more of it this week. So
definitely.
Talking about it, but I don't disagree.
Definitely. Well, Peggy says, keep Melissa and Joe. Definitely keep Margaret. Jennifer and Teresa can take a hike and not look back. Bye-bye, Teresa. So yes, it seems like a lot of people were divided on this one. You know, it's either your team Teresa or team Melissa and Joe in this one, it seems like. So
now I don't know for this week. I don't know again.
I don't know either. Well, I know.
We haven't changed everything.
Okay. Let's get into the news of the week. This was exciting. So Denise Richards and Camille Grammer seemingly filmed for the upcoming season of Beverly Hills. And of course, this is just 2 months after Lisa left the show. So Kyle Richards shared footage from a group dinner Friday night attended by Denise, Camille, and a camera crew. They weren't visible, but there was a place card with Denise's name on the table. And Camille did post some, took to Instagram to post some pictures, captioning it off to dinner, then dessert. And she also wore this great ensemble. She said, spring colors for a beautiful evening after months of rain. And then, get this, Kim Richards was spotted filming with Kyle and Dorit. You know, this is, of course, in the midst of her feud with Kathy Hilton. Kim, of course, was a housewife for the first 5 seasons. They went for a hike together, and they seemed to be getting along. They hugged at one point. So this is exciting.
I couldn't tell if it was like an emotional hug.
Right.
We just got into a fight hug, or if this was just like, why are you hugging in the middle of a walk?
Right.
I don't know.
But this is great news.
This is great news. I mean, Denise, Camille, this is a dream team for me.
It really is. I mean, we were talking about Kathy, Kim, and Kyle all filming together. Like, this is just, it's going to be a great season. They really needed to bring it after Lisa left. And I feel like this is the way to do
so. They basically brought back all of Lisa's enemies.
I was just going to say, everybody now wants to film again now that Lisa is
gone. So, it's interesting. That's telling, you know?
It's very telling. And it's going to be good. I'm ready for it.
Except no Lisa Vanderpump still, but that's okay. We get her on Vanderpump. So
we do. Yeah.
That's a good casting if it's all true.
Yes.
All right. Well, over to Salt Lake City, Jen Shah's incarceration release date has been moved up from 2029 to 2028 already, cutting a year off her sentence. The Federal Bureau of Prisons Inmate Database lists the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star's release date as August 30th, 2028. That reduces her 78-month sentence to 66 months. Us Weekly has reached out to her attorney for comment. She requested to serve her sentence at federal prison Camp Bryan in Texas, surrendered herself on February 17th, as we remember. And of course, she was arrested in March 2021 during the production of Salt Lake City. She was charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. She, of course, maintained her innocence until July 2022 when she pled guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Yeah, interesting. So she maybe will be getting a shorter sentence as we go. I don't really know exactly
how that works, but very interesting. She's only been in there for like a month and already a year off of your sentence. That's a big deal. So, and people thought that she was going to get 10 years in prison for this. And now it's down to five and a half years. So she definitely got out pretty easy on this one, it seems like.
Well, it'll go down even more.
Yes, we'll see. All right. Well, this just continues to get messier and messier, and they really need to figure this out. So Jim Edmonds is filing for split custody of his children with Megan. He noted in his filing that he sometimes agrees to days offered, even if they don't work with his schedule, because of the practical limitations of seeking the parent coordinator's guidance with each monthly disagreement. So it's like they are just disagreeing all over the place. So his team alleges that it's in the best interest of the children and all parties involved for there to be a more set schedule, especially because both parents work. His wife, Courtney, believes that Megan is unstable, unfit, unwilling to co-parent, and unable to provide an environment for the children that is emotionally and physically safe. They said in a statement to People magazine, if Megan is unable to effectively parent and co-parent under this new agreement, Jim is prepared to continue to seek greater custody of the children to ensure their emotional and physical well-being. Well, she told Us Weekly, I've been the primary parent and single mother of my children with zero issues except for the ones in which Jim causes. His salacious claims are unfounded and will be found so in court. My children have always been and always will be my top priority. Why can't these two just figure it out?
I don't know. And it gets so public so quickly with them. It's just crazy. I don't know. I feel bad for them.
I feel bad for those kids. I mean, you know, the oldest, I believe, is six. So I'm sure they're very aware now of what is going on, that their parents always fight, always talking through probably like a mediator. Yeah. And to say that somebody is providing a physically unsafe, an unsafe physically and emotional environment, that's like some pretty big claims. So
yeah, that's harsh.
It is.
It's true. And if it's not true, that's very harsh.
Right.
But who knows? Who knows what those do? I don't know who to believe. Moving on over to Miami, Joanna Krupa and Douglas Nunes have called it quits after 4 years of marriage, Us Weekly confirmed this week. Nunes filed for divorce from the Real Housewives of Miami alum on Friday. According to court documents obtained by Us Weekly, the businessman listed the date of separation as January 2nd. They cited irreconcilable differences as the reason for their separation with the California court. He's seeking joint physical and legal custody of the estranged couple's three-year-old daughter. He's also asking a judge to terminate the court's ability to award her with spousal support. So he confirmed that the estranged spouses have separate property assets and debts, but didn't explicitly detail what assets are included. So another messy one.
Another one bites the dust. And this came just before Eva Marcel from Real Housewives of Atlanta. She also announced her split this week, too, from her husband, Michael Sterling, after more than 4 years of marriage. They said that their marriage is irretrievably broken and no prospects for reconciliation. So something is in the housewives' water this week because the things are getting messy.
Spring cleaning on the
exactly. Spring cleaning. All right. Well, let's get into our real talk this week, and we caught up with Jennifer Aiden, who is always a lot of fun and not afraid to tell you exactly how it is. Well, she talked about the tension between Teresa and the Gorgas and why she's happy that Teresa is getting vindicated this season. Take a look.
I feel like if anything this season, Teresa has been vindicated. I feel like everything that she's been trying not to say all these years, people finally see why she wasn't saying anything for all these years. So for me, I was just happy to see Teresa's storyline kind of play out. And now everybody's seeing everything with different set of eyes, right? People are going back and seeing the old episodes and thinking like, wow, I would be pissed too if I was her. And like, ultimately, Teresa's just trying to be happy with her new fiance. Mm-hmm. So to me, the most exciting thing about this season is their wedding and me being bridesmaid.
Why do you think this season, like, because you see Joe's being like, Teresa, you're so mean. You know, we're not unhappy. Like, you kept us out of the family. Why do you feel like Joe keeps kind of attacking Teresa in this way? Do you think it's because he wants a storyline? Do you think that's how he keeps himself interesting? What's his motivation behind all this, you think?
I wasn't sure. I did notice that something must have happened because, as you can remember in the beginning, it looked like Joe and Melissa loved Louis. Mm-hmm. I mean, Louis went even as far as to ask Joe for Teresa's hand in marriage. And for me, that is the utmost respect you can give someone. Mm-hmm. So I was always wondering, did something happen that caused this now shift? Like, I don't like Louis. And I was confused as everybody else. And you guys are going to see it all play out on the show.
Right. It seems like
there is a reason. There is a reason why the shift happened. Right. And I think that's what it was. I don't think Joe's trying to have storyline. I think Joe is mad and angry and bothered about something. Mm-hmm. And or at least making up a reason to be mad about something that he shouldn't be.
Yeah, it seemed like maybe Louis maybe lost money with Joe Gorga's business.
You know, you're going to see all of that unfold, which is a great thing about our season this year. So you're going to see a lot of behind the scenes. Whereas like in the before years, everybody was always so vague. It's like, wait, what happened? I think this is a great season because you're going to find out what actually happened.
Right. You know, Melissa did say recently that she wants to be comfortable being in the same room as Teresa and Louis. Mm-hmm. Why do you feel that change? And why do you think that change in Melissa?
I have no idea. And I think it's best for me not to speak on Melissa's behalf.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's gotten me in trouble once or twice, and I'm really just trying to stay out of their relationship, because I feel that every time I say anything about their relationship, people misconstrue that as that I am the one that's instigating it all. Listen, they had problems way before I ever came on the scene. Okay. Their problems do not derive from me. So I just choose to stay out of it.
Well, we know that Jennifer is ride or die with Teresa. So, So, I mean, do you agree with her? Let's get into our recap. Do you feel like after watching this episode, do you feel like Teresa is still getting vindicated, or did you take
a little step towards Melissa and Joe, only because I need more details on the pizza oven, guys. I need more details. Like, at first I was full team Louis and Teresa when they said that Louis contributed $250,000 and then wanted to give Joe less because he contributed less money. Although I don't think they ever said the dollar amount that Joe contributed.
Right. I'm still confused. Like, did Joe contribute $0 and just the idea?
Right.
Like,
this really
confused me, because then if it was just an idea and Louis put the money in, I mean, I guess it's then Louis's, like, I mean, it's Louis's project then. Like, 100%. He did the money. And he can do with it what he wants. I don't know.
I was all Teresa and Louis. I was like, how dare Joe? Like, he had an idea for pizza. Oh, what an idea. Like, it's not an idea. But then they said the thing about Teresa doing the photo shoot and calling it skinny pizza. And I'm like, well, were they like in full, you know, business together or in talks together? And then she went and did a photo shoot without telling them. Like, it's all very he said, she said. And I need answers.
We need more. Like, yes, you're right. Like, how far along in this process were we? Like, did we have merch with Nono's name on it? Like, Nono's Pizza. Like, what was going on? Like, where were we in this process? Was it just talking, and, you know, or did you just by Pete's Ovens. And I don't know, there's a lot of like missing pieces to this story that I don't feel like we're getting. Hopefully maybe at the reunion or as the season progresses, we'll get more answers to this. But yeah, I mean, losing $250,000, I'd be kind of pissed too.
Yeah. The whole thing is so annoying too, because it just makes me annoyed with all these people on Bravo who get these like fake businesses. I'm right. Like, that's not an idea. Calling it right. Nono's Pizza is not an idea. Like, you're just trying to sell things to fans, and it's annoying. It's annoying.
Yeah. It's annoying. It really is annoying. I don't know. What also like kind of irked me this episode too is when Teresa came over when Louis was talking to Melissa, and like Teresa came into the conversation and he's like, you need to get away from here, or like you have to respect our space. I'm like, if my husband told me that, I'd be like,
that was strange.
It was so strange. And I kind of agreed with Melissa. It's like, is Louis fighting his own personalities? Like, are you trying so hard to be this good person? But like, not saying that he's a bad person, but like sometimes like your real personality kind of creeps in a little bit.
I feel like he's going to snap sometimes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the father pajama comment, we get to see it this week. I know we already discussed it in depth, but like that just kind of like writes him off for me, like immediately.
But that was like, there was nothing else to it. Like I was waiting for Joe to be like, why? Like that's
you
so.
You can totally see Joe's face. So like, oh, this is going to be a meme because this is absurd.
Right. We do talk to Jennifer. If you want to, after you watch this on our YouTube page, you can watch our interview with Jennifer where she reveals why he wears the pajamas. It wasn't an old pair of Nono's pajamas. They were brand new, but still a little silly and strange.
Still strange. Still writing him off forever. Sorry.
Yeah, it was just, it was like a really... I feel like he's trying so hard to be this peacemaker, and I appreciate his efforts, but sometimes it just feels a little forced and a little not genuine, I guess.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, I'm so torn on him.
I am too. And like we said last week, like in the beginning, we did not like him, you know? Right. Mm-hmm. And maybe we should go with our gut instinct on that. I don't know. I'll never forget the selfie video and the I want weird guys. Like, I don't know. And he made another weird video this week.
What's that?
He made another weird video they pointed out this week. Yes. Forgiveness. Like, what is up with these weird selfie videos?
I don't know. It's so strange. I mean, during the whole fight, like, Joe and Melissa, they get up and leave. I mean, I feel like, you know, somebody needs to just sit down and like fight this out and like figure it out. It's like every time somebody gets heated, they just get up and walk away.
Yeah, I know. And then they had to ask him to move the car.
That was hysterical.
And like, they're still trying to fight it out through the car window. I know. It's like, just sit down, maybe not at this party, but at, you know, one of your houses where no one around. But please invite cameras.
Right. Yes. I don't agree with what Teresa was saying about inviting Melissa's parents. Like if you had a problem with it, you could have called me. I would have invited them. I agree. She should have just invited them from the beginning. Like you knew this was going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Just invite them. You're inviting literally your, I don't know, anybody that was like walking on the street, like come to my wedding. Like you should
have invited Melissa's parents. Affair.
Right.
Like a circus.
It is. Like. Every single housewife was there that she's probably never even met. Chanel Ayan was there. Why wouldn't like the Melissa Gorga's mom be there? Yes, they have a history. I understand it. But 10 plus years later, I think it's time to get over it.
I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah. Well, there was some other stuff that happened this episode. Yeah. Danielle, about getting very defensive about what's going on with her brother at Rachel Fuda's brunch. Do you feel like, I know we kind of talked about this last week. It just seems like there is maybe something missing from this story.
Oh yeah. 100%. I agree with the other housewives who are like, can we dig into this a little bit more? Right. There's definitely something more to this that she's not saying, and she should just say it. So they stop talking about it.
Exactly. Because people are going to dig. What did you think of Rachel Fuda's brunch with the mermaid?
No, this is like, there was no children at this party. You have a mermaid.
So real life. So bad for this woman just standing on like this inflatable shell blowing bubbles.
It was so bizarre. They were like, is she drunk? I mean, I'm all for like a theme party, but that's just weird.
I agree with Jen Fessler. Like we don't need to force these like human props on us. Like it's very strange.
Unless it's like Elsa coming to my daughter's birthday party. That's fine.
Exactly. But yeah, I feel like this was finally like back to like true form Jersey, and it kind of made me excited for the rest of the season.
Me too. I'm like, the pizza oven really gave me a lot of hope for the rest. And I'm like, okay, we're going to get more answers than just like, and then we see in the mid-season trailer about Melissa maybe cheating on Joe. Yes. Who knows? I doubt that's true, but like, it's interesting. We get to see more of that.
I feel like it's getting good again, and I'm excited that Jersey is back. All right, let's get over to our social spotlight, which, who caught your attention on social media this week?
Okay. Mine goes to Faces by Bravo. They shared this meme of Louis wearing during the pajama scene. It says red face or red short, red face, red flags. Truer words haven't been spoken.
I love that so much. That is so funny. That's great. Mine went to Cynthia Bailey because she posted this selfie, but it was Sutton Strack's comment that got a lot of people talking because she said, how did we not take a pic together? So it makes it seem like she may have also been at this dinner where they were filming. And we've talked to Cynthia about it before. She's kind of bi-coastal, so she'd spend some time in Atlanta and in LA. So there's always been talk that maybe she will film for Beverly Hills. So maybe next season she does.
That'd be interesting.
It would be interesting. All right. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. Let us know in the comments if you are still Team Teresa or you are still Team Gorga and why. And we will see you guys next week.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.